Morning, Levon.
Have you been out there in the cold much today?
Not today, but the past couple days we've been out there. So
you have, because an exciting announcement, the ice rink at Sunnyside is open.
Yes, we actually opened the ice rink yesterday at 5 o'clock. We were waiting for kind of the next cold snap. We had one in mid-December where we didn't really have the ice rink liner quite there. So we put it out in late December, and then we finally had a cold snap that we needed. And the ice is really solid, and we got everything in place, and we opened it at 5 o'clock last night, and right at 5 we had a few skaters out there.
Good.
Last night.
This
so.
Really cold the next couple of days may keep some people away, but, you know, if you like skating, you're going to probably be out there. You know, we should be sure to tell people where it's at.
Yes, it's actually located at the basketball courts in Sunnyside Park, right there on 10th Street, right by the Sunnyside swimming pool and the tennis courts. You can't miss it. If you go by there, we have a big chalkboard sign that says Sunnyside Ice Rink, and then there's a orange snow fence all the way around it. And we keep the orange snow fence around it is so we can, on bad weather days, if there's going to be, the ice is in jeopardy of cracking or of anything of that nature, we're able to close it and for the day, at least, until we repair what's broken or wait till it freezes back up. So
does it make any difference, like, if now we have some snow predicted, if we got 4 inches of snow on top of the ice, can people still use it then?
Or they can still use it. We'll try to scoop the snow off as soon as it's done snowing and keep it off the ice as much as possible. And we have a few maintenance tools that we're going to be using, just as a blowtorch and some ice scrapers. And then we have an ice resurfacer, too, that we'll be able to – it's kind of like a mini Zamboni that you just tug around. So
is this a whole new learning curve for you, Seth?
A whole new learning curve for me. And I'm pretty fortunate to have a few volunteers that are really into ice skating, and they're committed skaters that go to Des Moines and Omaha to ice skate religiously, and been kind of getting some pointers from them, and they've been helping out a lot with promoting the rink itself and getting this thing started. But there's a lot of exciting stuff out there, a lot of stuff we put out there. We do have a list of rules out there that anybody can read to for them to be able to turn on the lights for the to skate at night. And also we have a little patio heater to help people get warm so they don't have to go all the way home to warm up and come back. And we have those little nice touches in there that hopefully people can use and respect that they're there. And the rink is open pretty much from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock Monday through Thursday, and then 6 to 11 on the weekends. And we did that is usually the park is closed as soon as the sun is set, but most people's free time is after 5 o'clock, and so we want to try to, you know,
if it's going to be there, yeah, you want to use it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's pretty exciting stuff, Seth. So, and if people have any questions, of course, they can contact you. You have a website, Facebook?
Yeah, well, we have our website, too. You can contact us at atlanticiowa.com on the Park and Recreation page. But for the skating rink itself, we actually have a Facebook page. It's the Sunnyside Ice Rink on Facebook. You just like it, and you'll get all the most recent updates and information, closures, and special events that are going on there. And that's the most... Yeah. Recent.
Okay.
You'll get. So
saying special events, I hadn't thought about this, but, you know, can people have parties, you know, parties? Have you thought about having those special events?
I've opened it to a few groups that, you know, I say, you know, if you want to do something, contact me. And yeah, absolutely. If someone wants to do something out there, they can definitely just contact me at the office. And our office is located at 1200 Sunnyside Lane. Our phone number is 712-243-3542. But yeah, love to entertain the thought of anybody having a party out there. I know this winter time it's cold, but, you know, some people like the cold and some people love ice skating, and it's just I would love to see that area utilized. Mm-hmm. Especially we're kind of investing in this outdoor venue. I'm hoping we get a lot of people to use it and are excited about it. And I know we've done it in the years past, and so there's quite a bit of excitement on social media and just word of mouth that I've been mm-hmm. hearing from people know this is a great venue to have. So.
Great. Well, and I think that little exposure that the Chamber had before Christmas, maybe that kind of upped everybody's excitement for it.
Oh, the Chamber did an excellent job. I mean, I think the ice rink they did was excellent. It got people excited. It got people downtown. And it was really thinking outside the box, and that really got the ball rolling because a lot of people were seeing that. It's like, well, we want something,
more permanent than that.
More permanent. And so that they do an excellent job at the Chamber marketing and thinking outside the box and getting people to come downtown.
Okay,
so.
Very good. Well, Seth, you never run out of something to do. There's maintenance all year long. But the big thing that you're working on right now is an application on a grant.
Yes, we're actually working on a CAT grant, a Community Attraction and Tourism grant for Enhanced Iowa. And this is going to be for out at Schaumburg Recreation Area, working on developing the Schaumburg Recreation Area. In the master plan, we plan on finishing developing the campground with a bathhouse facility that also has a shelter connected to it. And then we're planning on putting a couple playgrounds and then another large shelter out on the west end of the area. And then we're also working with some local companies like Connect-A-Dock and with getting us a courtesy dock and also a fishing pier out there. And so there's a lot of exciting stuff just trying to develop that area. It's such a unique area, and it's really it's a great area for this community, and we truly believe that it will bring a lot of tourism to Atlantic.
Yeah, I would think so. When you have a campground and then you have those other kinds of opportunities there for walking, and as I was coming in this morning, I was thinking dog park. I mean, Atlantic has a dog park.
The dog park is there's so many people that use the dog park religiously, and it's been one of the best additions we've had. I mean, there's always someone there.
It's really fascinating to me. I don't have a dog, but I know people who have dogs are excited
and
about
it. They treat their dogs better than their own kids.
Yeah,
so
sometimes, yeah. and I know in the summertime, I've seen lots of people out there with, pushing their babies in strollers, walking, bicycling, and so on. I'm guessing there's some people out there now, too.
Oh, I'm sure. There's very committed people out there. I mean, it's New Year's resolutions too, being healthy, and so that's what we try to promote also for being outdoors, living a healthy lifestyle. So but no, there's a lot of amenities out there, and we want to add to those amenities, and having a campground will just help attract those campers to that area. And especially mm-hmm. it's just a stone's throw away from downtown. I mean, it's you're right there. You're literally just across the railroad and to a movie theater and to shops and to restaurants. So,
and probably some of those campers bring bicycles, and now we have all the bicycle trails.
Have bicycle trails. You have bicycle trails at Schaumburg's. You have one going to the AMU Wellfields, and then we have the intra-city bike trail that goes through downtown and onto Bull Creek Pathway. So
we need to keep letting people know that all of that is available. Now, Seth, is there anything that people can do now, because you're going to submit that grant just within a few days? Is there anything that people can do now to help move that along?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In the next few days, if they want to help out, they can write a support letter and send it to myself. My email is on our website, or they can send it to 23 East 4th Street to City Hall and address it to myself, just showing their support for the Schaumburg Recreation Area, kind of what they like about it and what their interests are, and then they support the project. And those support letters are great. That's really what they're looking for, how many people as far as residents really support this project.
A letter could be from a group, but
it can
individuals.
Be a group. It can be from individuals too.
Because I'm thinking a lot of people think, well, my one little letter won't make a difference.
Oh, it would make a huge difference. And I mean, it's also great for us just to see those letters and just reaffirms of what we're doing out there. So,
okay, if this grant comes through, when would you know?
We should know by April 1st.
So then you can jump right into
We can jump right into it. If we don't know, of course, there is time for us to work with them and stuff like that and get things moving along. So, but April 1st is when we should know if we get approved for the monies. And we're going to be seeing the project probably starting as early as fall of this year and then probably finishing in the summer of 2019. So okay. It's going to be moving right along.
And I'm sure that if you don't get the grant, and I shouldn't even say that, but you're not going to stop doing some work, but this would just move everything along.
It would move everything along faster.
So it's really important.
If we don't get the grant, we'll reapply again or apply to something else, but we'll find a way.
Keep working. You bet. We want to thank you very much, Seth Stathelm, for coming in. He's the Parks and Rec Director for Atlantic, working on lots of things that are good for all of us. So thanks, Seth, for all of your work and to all of your volunteers.
Thanks, Lalonde. Thanks mm-hmm. for having us.
Until next time, think about volunteering, whether it's for this area, for some other area. It's a good thing to feel good.